there's always a buzz, buzz, buzz in the drum of your ear.
meters or more without ever actually breaking at all. Or if you break in a moment so small that they don't even have a name for it yet. Sometimes they call it a heartbeat, but it's much quicker than that. Sometimes they call it a heartbeat, but it's much quicker than that.
Do not come to me.
Thank you. from New Order's second album, Power, Corruption, and Lies. That is Age of Consent, wrapping up that set of music here on WRCT. Before the New Order, went back to 2002. I say went back to 2002. The New Order was from 1983. So that was, you know, you do the math between those songs. But 2002 is when a Ball Boy released their song, Where Do the Nights of Sleep Go When They Do Not Come to Me? Yeah. Ball Boy known for some pretty long titles and a great band from Scotland, a Scottish band. Before that, before the Ball Boy, how about some Wire? Back in the late 80s, I'm going to say around 88, they released Kidney Bongos, and that was Eardrum Buzz from Wire. Just felt like throwing that one out there. It's been a while since that one has made some radio airtime. Lou Reed, speaking of radio airtime, something that he gets each and every week with this show. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every week at this time, and I appreciate when you tune in or you stumble upon it or you just whatever. Whatever you're doing, you're listening to WRCT, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. People call me the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Mockster, yeah, I guess it makes sense, right? What should I tell you? I don't know. Got a lot of pop music in my head. So you're going to hear a lot of pop music as what the Mockster thinks of pop music. So this is not Britney Spears pop music. This is Mockster pop music. I'm just going to keep saying the word pop music. I'm also going to remind you, you can pull up a chair if you like the pop music, because you can have breakfast for dinner each and every Sunday night. Because DJ Chris Wired will serve up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. He plays power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights at 11, or at 10, I'm sorry, Sunday nights at 10 here on 88.3 FM, WRCT. Time to hang the DJ.
Panic on the streets of London. So you run down.
Liz Phair doing the tra-la-la song. Yeah, one banana, two banana. Material Issue, actually her backup band for her version of that song. Now, for those of you flashing back to the original version, you may be a Gen Xer. Hey, speaking of Gen Xers, I played a bunch of music from the 90s. Kind of your wheelhouse, right? Right? Kind of, partially your wheelhouse. Before the Liz Phair belly, Tanya Donnelly and Company, Belly with Feed the Tree. Also, James in there. I went back to the what I would consider probably the big hit from James and Sit Down and start off from an 80s song finally in there, right? The Smiths with Panic. So three 90s songs and an 80s song. I'm talking to you, my Gen X and maybe late boomer audience. And for you millennials and Gen Zers, I'm hoping you're enjoying this. Yeah. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Aviva Lamock. But if you want the king of the Gen Xer and you remember Top 40 radio in the 70s, so maybe you don't remember Top 40 radio in the 70s, but guess what? Uncle Jay Thurber does. He does a little show called Radio 9 each and every Saturday from noon to 3. He plays oldies, he plays newies, and guess what? He's got a whole lot of snark in there. Right here on Independent Freeform Radio 88.3 WRCT. Hey, speaking of Top 40 radio from the 1970s, which I'm not sure if I was or wasn't, I meant to. Let's find something from the 1970s. No, I'm going to. Yes, I am. Didn't know which song I was going to, but I'm going to a 1970s Top 40 radio smash from one of the best power pop bands that came out of that era.
they're wide awake, they won't let me alone. They don't get paid to take vacations, they'll let me alone. They spy on me, I try to hide, they won't let me alone. They persecute me, they're the judge and jury on it.
Pacific Northwest. It's the band The Thermals here on the Viva La Mock radio program with How We Know. Before The Thermals, Burning Airlines in that set of music with Paper Crowns. Also, Graham Coxon. Graham, you may know as a member of the band Blur. He's got some great solo albums out. Standing on My Own Again, the name of that single. Started off, speaking of some great singles, started off the entire set with some Cheap Trick and Dream Police, the title track to that album that came out back in the 1970s. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. If you have a suggestion for a song, feel free to request that song at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will do my best to get it on a future show. Yeah, we only have, what, 12 and a half minutes before the top of the hour, so let's see how many songs I can squeeze in before that happens, going back to the Masked Romantic album, New Pornographers.
dark. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? When you are alone, you are the cat, you are the phone, you are an animal. The words I'm saying now mean nothing more than me. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How do you get around? No one in the world ever gets what they want, and that is beautiful. Everybody dies frustrated and sad, and that is beautiful. They want what they want, and I wish they would stop. World destruction over an overture. And do I need a bus to be teeny? This don't let start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? Start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the while that you're my precious little girl. But don't let start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around?
They might be Giants wrapping up that set of music from their self-titled debut with Don't Let Start. Played some Bob Pollard, Robert Pollard in that set of music from Guided by Voices with Dancing Girls and Dancing Men. Best Coast gave us The Only Place, which I think they're talking about California or the West Coast, but I think The Only Place is A, Pittsburgh, and B, listening to WRCT. I'm a little biased. Just a little, but I'm just telling you, I'm prefacing that. I am biased. New Pornographers in there, Letter from an Occupant from their debut, Mass Romantic. I can tell you the New Pornographers, WRCT broke that band in Pittsburgh. We did. We were playing the heck out of that album before anyone even heard of that band, and I'm very proud of the DJs that made that happen. Hey, my name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva the Mock as it comes to you each and every week here on WRCT.
What help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You on the radio with WRCT Pittsburgh.
Welcome back. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and well, thanks for joining me tonight. It's a new year, same old me, and things, well, have really been sort of all over the place. Here in the future of 2026, MTV is dead. Yes, video killed the radio star, but unfortunately, the internet seems to have killed MTV. So, wanted to pay a little tribute to, well, the cultural icon of that channel. Here's the Presidents of the United States of America.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake, intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.